If you could open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're all very familiar with these scriptures, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord, I always do this, hold on. We practice open communion at Whispering Pines Church. I always forget to say that in the beginning. And so if you don't want to take communion, it's okay. If you want to join us, please feel free. Communion is I always feel I take it unworthily. So it's a very important thing. So if you don't feel you're prepared or ready in your heart to take it, sounds a very wise person to let it go. But if you can, please join us. So let's get back to 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also passed on to you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So many times when we talk about this, we talk about Jesus on the cross and how he suffered so much. And one of the things I've neglected most of my Christian life was understanding Jesus suffering every day, his daily walk, what he went through for us. So as the more I look into it, the more I'm amazed, the more I'm in awe of just what he's done and the price he had to pay. And I'd like to kind of do it in the form of a prayer. But as I do this, I wonder if we could all just, so you don't have to really think, but just bow your heads and close your eyes. And let me just, I want to take you through some scriptures in the Word and just to bring this out of what he's done for us and the price he paid. So, Jesus, today we remember your sufferings at Calvary and every day you walked this earth. Your testings were many and the temptations by Satan himself, but you kept yourself holy, harmless, and undefiled so you could be the perfect sacrifice for our sins without spot or blemish. John 10:14 says, "I am the good shepherd." And so you are the good shepherd. We remember you keeping watch over your sheep by prayer at night all alone. Mark 1:35-37. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place. And there he was praying. Hebrews 5:7. During his earthly life, he offered prayers and appeals with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his reverence. Here we have Jesus going out at night, praying for us. Genesis 31:40, Jacob, being a type of Christ, said, "There I was." Here he's talking about him being a shepherd. "There I was, the heat consumed me by day and the frost by night, and sleep fled from my eyes." Song of Solomon 5:2, "For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night." There you were, Jesus, at night, all alone, the good shepherd praying for us. And you greeted the day, and there was dew on your cloak and on your hair and on your beard. And all alone you offered up cries and tears to the Father for us. John 6:35, you said, "I am the bread of life." Jesus, you told us you are the bread of life that come down from heaven. And Isaiah 28:28 says, "Grain for bread must be crushed." You were crushed daily. And you were crushed because you bore the weight of the law. Galatians 4:4 says, you were born under the law. In Acts 15:10, Peter said, to the rest of the disciples that the law was a yoke on the disciples' necks that neither their ancestors nor we have been able to bear. But you kept the law perfectly, putting that yoke on yourself where we failed. John 12:24 says, truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains by itself. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:30, I die daily. You said, Jesus, that a servant should be like his master. But that was Paul, your servant, following your example. You died daily for us. You denied yourself every day for us. Not just on the cross, which is your crowning achievement, but every day. Luke 9:23, Jesus said, take up your cross daily. Follow me. It's because he did it every day. You did it every day, Jesus. You chose the narrow way, the narrow gate that leads to life. When at the end of your earthly life, you faced your greatest trials alone, Gethsemane, the trials of the Jewish leaders of Herod and Pilate, the scourging, the crucifixion with its shame and pain, your words and trials have brought us great comfort, because you endured them by your great love for us. So I'd just like us to remember how much he's done for us as we do at every communion. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. I'd like us to remember his suffering, not just at Calvary, but just every day he was on this earth, what it cost him. So if I could get the servant team would come up and hand out the elements, please.
Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame. A sinner called by name. Your word has set me free. for saving me.
Take the emblem of his body, which is the unleavened bread, which was pierced like he was pierced, and partake with me. And again, emblem of his blood. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. You gave everything you had. You held nothing back from us. You gave your very life. You laid it down. No one took it from you. Everything you endured, every trial, every temptation, the humiliation, the scourging, the spitting, the mocking, crown of thorn, the nails, the nakedness, everything you took willingly for us. You paid our debt in full. We're so thankful and so grateful. We can never repay you. We can never repay, but we want to love you back. We want to serve you more than we've served you before. We want to give to you because you've given us everything. We want to give you everything. Please help us in the days ahead to give you more of our time, more of our talents, more love, to meditate on your suffering. Your sufferings have comforted us so much in our hurts and pains, in our fears and anxiety. When we go to the cross and see you there, we are comforted. You have made our bitter waters sweet, and we're so thankful. We just want to praise you, Jesus. We want to glorify you by our very lives. And we want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like prayer, please come up. The elders and pastors and women leaders will be happy to pray with you. Have a great Sunday.